אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 55. Item 55. These above, attainment and repentance, come to a person in two degrees. The first is the attainment of the absolute providence of reward and punishment. Besides attaining the reward for every mitzvah in the next world in utter clarity, he is also rewarded with the attainment of the wondrous pleasures in keeping a mitzvah instantly in this world. In addition, besides attaining the bitter punishment extending from every sin after one's death, one is also rewarded with feeling the bitter taste of every transgression while he is still alive. Naturally, one who is rewarded with this open providence is certain that he will not sin again. As one is certain that he will not cut his own flesh and cause himself terrible suffering. In addition, one is certain that he will not neglect a mitzvah without performing it the instant it comes to his hand, just as one is certain that he will not neglect any worldly pleasure or a great profit that comes into his hand.
That's how Baal HaSulam tells us about another stage we have to go through. You understand that what we're learning with you is actually the process that each person and then eventually all of humanity has to go through their true evolution, the internal spiritual evolution in the perception of reality that we're in. And if we don't change reality, it's a sign that we're not developing and that our development is measured only relative to the perception of reality. And the fact that we ourselves are developing according to the reality of the Creator is not considered. Therefore, in our development, we have to go through these special stages. 1, 2, 3, 4 stages of development that he's talking about here. And the stage that we're learning about now is in Item 56.
Item 56. Now you can understand the words of our sages. What is repentance like? Till he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly. These are seemingly perplexing words. For who would rise to heaven to hear the testimony of the Creator? Also, before whom should the Creator testify? Is it not enough that the Creator himself knows that the person repented with all of his heart and will not sin again? From the explanation, the matter becomes very simple. In truth, one is not absolutely certain that he will not sin again before he is rewarded with the above attainment of reward and punishment, meaning the revelation of the face. This revelation of the face, from the perspective of the Creator's salvation, is called testimony, since his salvation in itself to this attainment of reward and punishment is what guarantees that he will not sin again. It is therefore considered that the Creator testifies to him. It is written, what is repentance like? In other words, when will one be certain that he has been granted complete repentance? For this, one is given a clear sign. When he who knows all mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly. This means that he will attain the revelation of the face, at which time one's own salvation will testify that he will not return to folly.
Meaning he's giving us here an answer of what is, in when we come to that good, correct result, the right answer, to complete repentance, which is where the Creator is revealed without any concealment or limitations before a person. That's what he's saying. I'm reading that last part, and it's where it says how he, what is repentance like? In other words, when will one be certain that he has been granted complete repentance? How can that be? For this, he gave us a clear sign, meaning when he who knows the mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly, meaning that he will attain the revelation of face, which is the main thing, fully, fully of the Creator, where nothing will be lacking, but rather everything according to the vessels that are revealed in a person in a clear manner, where he sees from one end of the world to the other, where he sees the whole of the realities of all the worlds, that the Creator is revealed to him fully. And then, one's own salvation of the Creator himself will testify that he will not return to folly, as mentioned.
PT5. Yes, but in item 55, in the same context, so it's not clear where is the work. He becomes an angel of the Lord, the providence is clear, it's clear that he will never turn back to folly.
Wait, but this is something he gets to. He comes to all these states through all the opposite desires, opposite qualities, where in place of the Creator, he each time reveals opposite things from the matters of reception and not bestowal, and hatred and not love. And therefore, he has this standing against that. And between those two states, he stands and attains the Creator as the middle line from which also the left and the right come out. And then it's clear that he attains the truth.
Yes, but he's under open providence, so...
But the complete revelation, you understand what that means. Aleph is the champion of the world, and Taf is death, and the Mem in between is the quality of Bina that connects those two edges, those two poles. And that's how you have all of reality there, that is clear and real, true.
This means that open providence means that he's always on this tip of the deciding, and he has the ability to decide which way. And
yes, and he remains in this forever and ever. He doesn't jump from one end to the other. He only jumps in order to scrutinize, but to be connected from both. The creature must be connected also on one hand and also on the other hand. Therefore, he's called Adam, where he himself is the complete will to receive. And he clothes the desire of the Creator, the desire to bestow, and therefore he's called Dome, resembling the Creator, one who resembles.
That's nice, but Rav, how to arrange this together with the inner attack that now we're studying about the Exodus from Egypt? There in Egypt, there's total disconnection. We run away from Egypt and...
No. All those things that you reveal, we already said, all the things that you discover from the exit from Egypt, you discover that you are going to rise above, meaning upon all the mitzvot, all the acts of bestowal that we perform after the exit of Egypt, we bless we bless for the memory of the Exodus from Egypt, where it all is based upon that desire that was revealed in Egypt, and it is not purified, but rather we just build everything above it. Everything is connected and connected. Nothing disappears.
Gilad? Ma?
Gilad, what?
Yeah, it's a bit similar to Amit's question. We know that from one degree to the next, there has to be a total disconnection, always. So one who is under open providence, he doesn't have that disconnection, this gap?
And even more.
So what does it mean that he testifies to him that he will not turn back to folly?
Such disconnections that you cannot imagine to yourselves. And since I was with Rabash, sometimes days and nights, I saw it in him where he could not conceal it. He just said, go, I need to be alone. Very, very harsh disconnections, where a person has them... come to a person only when he comes to the complete redemption, which depends on the whole world, on us as well. Then it turns out that he cannot deal with them because these are not yet his vessels. These are the general vessels. And even though he reached his personal correction, he nevertheless is incorporated in the general correction, until the end of correction. Yes.
So what does it mean he testifies that he will no longer return to folly?
That in his individual will to receive, he doesn't fall. He falls to the general will to receive of all of reality, of the vessel that's outside of him. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. So, actually, what is the revelation of the face then?
The revelation of face is considered that you begin to reveal with all your desires, which are corrected, that are in order to bestow. And through that you see reality. Meaning all the created beings that are outside of you and the extent in which they're operating correctly and corrected way.
But he says, testifies that he will not return back to folly. What does it mean he will not return to folly?
Because that's how you reveal the whole of reality through your corrected desire to receive. And you see that everyone is corrected. And whoever doesn't, whoever negates, does so in his flaws. And you don't have anything to flaw because that's called the end of correction.
So it's wholeness?
That's wholeness, perfection.
And it's only in the feeling, not in the understanding it in my intellect.
Both in understanding and in feeling, both in mind and in heart.
Thank you.
Okay? No questions, so let's continue.
Item 57. This above-mentioned repentance is called repentance out of fear. This is because although one returns to the Creator with all his heart and soul, until he who knows the mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly, that certainty that he will not sin again is due to one's attainment and sensation of the terrible punishment and the wicked torments extending from the transgressions. Because of this, one is certain that he will not sin again, just as he is sure that he will not afflict himself with horrible suffering. However, in the end, these repentance and certainty are only because of the fear of punishment that extends from the transgressions. It turns out that one's repentance is only due to fear of punishment. Because of this, it is called repentance out of fear.
PT 35.
Thank you very much, Rav. In 55 it says, that I need to reach the certainty that I will not keep any mitzvah aside without keeping it immediately. What is that state that I feel that this mitzvah came to my hand and I have to immediately observe it?
It's a matter of feeling. I can't explain. Read it a few times and it will be clarified to you more. Okay, so you read 57. Okay. Well, we will continue with 58.
Item 58. By this, we understand the words of our sages that one who repents from fear is rewarded with his sins becoming as mistakes. We must understand how this happens. According to the above, you can thoroughly understand that the sins one makes extend to him, are extended to him from the reception of a guidance of double concealment, namely concealment within concealment. This means that he does not believe in a guidance of reward and punishment. A single concealment means that he believes in the guidance of reward and punishment, but because of the accumulation of the suffering, he sometimes comes to thoughts of transgression. This is because although he believes that the suffering came to him as a punishment, he is still as one who sees his friend from behind and might doubt and mistake him for another. As written there, that these sins are only mistakes, since in general he believes in the guidance of reward and punishment.
Well, if there are no questions, I know why there aren't any questions. Because we're not yet in this, and therefore we need to go over this a few times. I went over this introduction for many years, the introduction to Tess. I taught it a few times, and I understand that we need to simply have to go over it for years, a few times, in order to start and understand what he is trying to explain to us here. We also need to have certain experience in spirituality with it as well. Kiev 3. Can you hear us? Okay. Those words that when he sees his friend from behind and it causes him to have doubt and then someone else. The meaning is that if the ego depicts for me certain negative states of a friend, I forget it's the creator is operating.
If you see a friend and you imagine to yourself that it is the Creator who is making you see Him in that way, that is okay for the time being. If you see the friend disconnected from the Creator, that it is not the Creator who is establishing the friend for you, then that's not okay. Then it means that you're under concealment. To the extent that you discover that the friend is whatever the Creator is presenting to you, then you're coming closer to the revelation of the Creator. So, in the beginning, you see the friend, you see the friends in all kinds of different forms, pleasant or unpleasant. This is what the Creator is projecting to you, such forms. Later on, you begin to see how they are connected and how you can be connected with them, or vice versa, disconnected from them as much as you connect, and then you move away and disconnect, etc. By that, you constantly want to direct yourself through the friends to the Creator. that it is him who is doing it. And it's not that whatever you see them, the way you see them before you. All of the friends, you see them because the Creator is presenting them to you. He wants you to get to know that you will see that the Creator is only whatever the Creator is himself is presenting. Gilad, is that okay now?
The last sentence,
now we can't hear you at all. There's something there. Now yes.
Okay, something has something to do with the wire here. Okay, they'll fix it later. I'm not going to touch it anymore.
I heard you normally, it's okay.
Okay, so in short, as much as a person depicts the friends and the entire world later on, the whole of reality, that it is the Creator who is presenting it before him, and he sees the Creator's relation to him, and as much as this form that he sees is the opposite form of, to the Creator, like the students of Rabbi Shimon, and the masters of the Zohar who wanted to kill one another when they came to the lesson. And later on, through the lesson, they connected between them and they wrote the Zohar. And next time, once again, and even more, they discovered hatred between them, the will to receive between them. So a person has to establish before himself the world, that the whole world, it is what the Creator is projecting to him so that the person will rise above his will to receive and will unite with that force who is projecting reality to him. And upon all the crimes, love will cover, as we call it. That he will actually discover the form of bestowal and love above that form of that the world, of the world and the group is projecting to him. So if you think that you can connect between you and come closer to spirituality, more and more, it cannot be. But that's only from one side, from the right. But on the left, you will always enter all kinds of disturbances that will be more and more serious between you. And this is how it will be with the whole world. The world that is revealed is also revealed to us as more and more threatening. And we are in a state where we have to rise above it and ascribe everything to the Creator. And then above all of these disturbances, to connect, to overcome, and in this way we bring all of the to the Creator all of the coarseness that He establishes in us. And above all of that coarseness, we demand from him, because we see that we cannot resolve it. We demand from him that he will make the connection, that he who makes peace in the heavens will also make peace upon us. That's it. This is actually the right exit from this terrible state that we're in. And we may enter even worse states, God forbid. Bala Sulam writes about a third and fourth world wars, which will be nuclear wars. And therefore, we have to realize that it all depends on how much we will discover it with the precedence of our correct perception and correct attitude towards reality. Otherwise, going through it through suffering, that is terrible, terrible. It's not worthwhile to even think about it, of how bad it may be.
Moscow 7.
Rav, can we ask about the previous item?
Well,
repentance from reward and punishment. What is a person afraid of if he's already connected with the Creator?
The person who is connected with the Creator is afraid about only one thing. Not that this connection will come, but that he will not be able, during the disconnection, to think about contentment for the Creator, but rather he will think about himself. This is his problem, that he may not be loyal, faithful to the Creator at a time when the force of faith, the force of bestowal, Bina, will run away from him. This is what he's afraid of. That his ego will come to him, the will to receive, and it will confuse him so much that he may disconnect and forget. And he will completely lose the Creator. This is what he's afraid of. Because he feels himself that all in all, he is with his own forces. Who is a man, all in all? As it says, the son of a, or the child of a woman, a little animal. Itafor.
Buongiorno. Quando io vedo un amico in decina disconnesso, questo significa che il Bore.
When I see a friend in the ten that's disconnected, does that mean that the Creator is showing me my internal state that I need to improve relative to the ten?
Ken vadai.
Yes, of course. All of our corrections have to be only with respect to the ten. To that extent, we actually correct our relations with the Creator. Only in that way. We have no connection with the Creator, but only through the ten. And therefore, if we correct the relations between us, between me and the ten, if I correct my relations more and more, by that I already correct my relations with the Creator. From the ten to the Creator, there is nothing for me to correct, but only in my participation in the ten. Therefore, it says, I dwell within my own people, that the Creator is always in the ten. And if I advance the ten to the Creator, by that, I also advance myself to that.
PT 25.
Good morning. Rav, the matter of revelation and concealment, if we yearn just for revelation, it's also not good. How to look, watch over the concealment to help us reach revelation?
I want to reach revelation because by that I give contentment to the Creator. When I rise above self-benefit, above the will to receive, and I want that the Creator will be revealed, and actually not only in the vessels of bestowal, but also in my vessels of reception, that by that I reveal myself to the Creator so that He will fill me up, so that He will do whatever He wants with me, everything in order for Him to enjoy. This is my work. My work is only with the intention. Let him do whatever he wants, so long as he will enjoy it.
Why am I asking? It's a matter of revelation. If the Creator is revealed, if we yearn for revelation, only the matter of concealment is something that's very...
It all depends on the screen that one has, to the extent that he has a screen, that he can work only according to his screens. If he has a screen over the overview, the coarseness of Shoresh, Root 1 and 2, then for the time being he's in the vessels of bestowal without coarseness, but only rising above his state. If he works with the screens of coarseness 3 and 4, he can already receive in order to bestow, but he in himself, he is already able to create acts of bestowal.
Those screens that we talk about are screens that enable us to rise above that states that we go through in the ten, yes?
All of the states, we go through them in the tent.
And that enables us... It's hard to express it. Okay, I'll think.
Shlomo, I'm waiting for you. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Yesterday, there was a certain incident in Israel in which it truly disconnected me from feeling. And my question is, how do we combine that with the work in the 10? Do we need to all together, or is that something separated and not something separate?
I don't know what you mean, but it doesn't really matter what it is. We try to determine in our 10 only relations that lead us to Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, and nothing besides that. And therefore, all of the discernments and events that might take place in each one of us and in all of us and in the world, I don't know, wherever, those do not matter to us. What matters to us is only how does it influence the connection between us and how this may strengthen the connection between us such that the Creator will be able to be revealed in full. Because by this, we give him contentment.
So it does influence the connection. It disconnects you from the feeling.
If it disconnects you, then make sure that it doesn't disconnect you.
How?
I don't even want to get into this because it doesn't matter to me what the reason was. Obviously, certainly it comes from above. So in the end, the Creator succeeded in disconnecting you from each other so that you will do the work and connect.
So what's the work with it? Because I always move to that pain that there's a certain coarseness that we have to work upon.
So upon that coarseness, you need to connect.
Is that saying that each brings to the 10 this coarseness?
No, we need to bring to the 10 forces of connection. Upon the forces of coarseness that have been revealed in each and every one.
So let's say when a friend feels such a disconnection that from the world that takes him completely out of the connection, so what can he do and what can the 10 do?
Come to the 10 and fall on their forces so that they will help him to rise.
And that intensifies the connection in the 10?
Of course it increases, enlarges the connection in the 10. By this you're adding to the 10 additional discernments that were in disconnection and now they have been revealed. These are the wicked ones that have been revealed, and you are happy that they've been revealed, and you help each other to add them to the common overcoming.
And that work needs to be work in awareness, and meaning do we do this in some aware way that we're exiting and returning and exiting and returning?
Yes, it could be 1,000 times a day. What does that matter? The most important is that all the time, the moment that we're capable of it, we go back to connection and we help the other friends in the group also to be in connection.
Last question, if possible. Do we also have such work with the world Kli, meaning
if you feel that you can strengthen the world Kli in that, then certainly yes. Especially if you're helping the parts in the Kli that now are in a hard state, a difficult state.
How do we do that?
In all the different forms. As much as you understand it, you can strengthen them, help them.
No.
For example, in our center of Bnei Baruch, they are working on it, really many people and entire groups that are helping all kinds of people. They correspond, they send all kinds of things. Yes. This is our obligation to do it.
No.
Yes.
And that's also somehow identifying the connection. The strength of the world kli. That,
of course, it's we do it on behalf of the world kli here. It's not that it's the Petach Tikva group doing it. It's the center of our world kli, and this is how we do it. Yes.
Tel Aviv 2.
Tel Aviv 2.
Tel Aviv 2.
Rav, when you explain to us that we need to rise above the state, when a person is in a strong emotional state, what is that rising above? How is it done?
About my ego. According to my ego, I would help myself, maybe some friend who's close to me, but I need to rise above it and perform these actions due to the general will to bestow.
So let's say if a person's inside of an emotional state, you receive a state from above, how can you do that action of rising above?
It should be incorporated in the emotional desire of the ten, which certainly is closer to the Creator. Okay, Gilad.
We're on item 59.
Yes.
Hence, when one is granted repentance from fear, meaning a clear attainment of reward and punishment, until he is certain that he will not sin, the concealment within concealment is entirely corrected in him. This is because now he evidently sees that there is a guidance of reward and punishment. It is clear to him that all the suffering he ever felt was a punishment from his providence for the sins he had committed. In retrospect, he made a grave mistake, hence he uproots these sins. However, this is not entirely so, rather they become mistakes, meaning similar to the transgressions he committed in one concealment, when he failed due to the confusion that came to him through the multitude of torments that drive one out of his mind, these are only regarded as mistakes.
Yes.
Gilad?
Can you explain this maybe, Rav? Because it's...
What?
How could it be that something that was in concealment or in double concealment becomes something that's in concealment?
Less in concealment.
What is it? Why doesn't it just become revealed?
Because these are the degrees. This is how the will to receive becomes corrected through illumination from above, so that the upper light that is revealed more and more gradually, as he created the coarseness in the world of En Sof, root 1, 2, 3, 4, and then all of the operations, it continues in the same way. The upper light never stops shining all the time. Whatever it builds, it goes through the same stages of the will to receive that it created. It builds them, it establishes them. And then when the light passes through those desires to receive, it clothes in them. And this is why its operation, well, this is how we see it, in all kinds of different forms that are more and more intensifying.
If
his perception is now that he's in a certain revelation, maybe not complete revelation, but a form of revelation.
It's to begin with. There is always revelation from the very first operation when he created the phase of root in the foundation. He's constantly trying to reveal himself.
Now he's in a degree called reward and punishment, and he's discerning his states of concealment that he's been through, the double concealment.
Now you're talking from the side of the created being.
Yes, from the side of the created being. And then he goes through the state of the double concealment and makes them into...
No, he can't invert, make the double concealment into double revelation. He can only do it gradually through degrees. And those degrees, he created them already in the root of the whole thing. Root 1, 2, 3, 4, those five phases, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, besides the root, this is what happens in the created being. And then we see how in the created being, this whole package, 1, 2, 3, 4, each time it is done in the form of greater and greater coarseness that is revealed. Later on, this coarseness forces him to make corrections, and the corrections already bring him to the corrected state.
But what does it mean that he looks at all the states he's been through that he knows, and he can't disconnect any of them from connection to the Creator, from his attitude to the Creator, and then...
Well, of course it is all connected to the Creator. He connects. That this is the entire correction. What is the correction? To see the Creator through all the stages of the concealment.
That's why he doesn't have double concealment anymore. He didn't have it, not in the past, not in the present, not in anything.
Yes, but there will be other concealments.
Merkaz 1.
A friend is asking, what's the difference between the feeling of descent and the feeling of concealment?
It's the way that a person interprets it. It could be a feeling of a descent, but I'm happy about it, as it says that I'm happy with the wicked ones that are revealed. That's it. And then is it a descent or it's a descent or concealment? It doesn't matter how you call it, but I know that I am in states that I am discovering as a process on the way. It is all dependent on how much I'm connected with the friends, because by myself I cannot determine it. So there is my individual feeling and my feeling in the group. And then if I trust the group, then even my individual states, I connected to them, and I see that I'm on the path. That's it.
Gilad?
Item 60. Yet, in this repentance, he did not correct at all the first concealment of the face, which he had before. But only from now on, after he has been granted the revelation of the face. In the past, however, before he was rewarded with repentance, the concealment of the face and all the mistakes remained as they were, without any change or correction whatsoever. Since then, too, he believed that the troubles and suffering came to him as punishment. As it is written, they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is among us, is not among us.
There are no questions. Okay, so let's continue.
Item 61. Therefore, he is still considered an incomplete righteous, because one who is awarded the revelation of the face, namely the complete measure of his goodness, as he benefits his name, is called righteous. This is so because he justifies his guidance as it truly is, that he is utterly good, utterly perfect with his creations, that he is good to the good and to the bad. And since he has been rewarded the revelation of the face, from here on, he merits the name righteous. However, since he has not completed this correction, but only the concealment within the concealment, and has not corrected the first concealment, but only from here on, that time before he has awarded repentance still does not merit the name righteous. This is because then he is left with the concealment of the face as before. For this reason, he is called incomplete righteous, meaning one who still needs to correct his past.
Yes. Well, we see that here he simply explains to us the degrees, the states that a person goes through after the Creator starts to be revealed within him in a methodical manner. Focus group.
What does it mean that the Creator does good to the wicked, and why does he do that?
Well, to whom can he help, if not to the bad? To whom can he come and support them, if not to the criminals? The Creator loves the wicked. That's what is written. Can you explain to me, why does he love the wicked? Those who discover themselves that they are in a bad, evil desire, apparently they worked hard and they drew upon themselves some of the reforming light, and they discover that they are in the evil will to receive, in order to receive. And therefore, from that, they begin to ask and to cry out and to perform actions in order to come out of it, in order to rise. This is why the Creator loves them. The Creator loves the wicked. This is what is written in the Torah, meaning those who are drawn to the truth and they discover that they are in the lie.
Why does it seem in our world that the Creator is also benefiting the egoistical criminals or wicked?
That is something else. That's so that in our world there will be wicked ones, so that we will feel towards them, do we want to be like them or not?
That's why he's doing good to them?
This is why he's doing good to them. Certainly, is that called doing good? He puts them to death. He leaves them in this life. They live their whole life in the hope that they will have something. Later on, they discover they have nothing. But rather, what did they get throughout his whole life? It was all a lie, like a child who receives some toy. Later he discovers it was just some plastic toy.
Woman Internet.
Two questions from Kiev 7. Can you describe the difference between mistakes and sins?
It's as we understand it in this world. Mistakes is that I don't want to do something, but I commit a transgression, meaning the will to receive works on me by mistake, or it works on me deliberately, that intentionally I use my will to receive.
From Unity 3, the Creator himself puts a person into his thoughts. Can you hear us, Rav?
Yes.
There's a question from Unity 3. The Creator himself puts a person into his thoughts about himself, and also the Creator takes him out of them. What if so is the sin of man?
The fact that, the problem is, how do we respond to whatever we get from above? The fact that the Creator is always influencing us in the direction of correction. Do we accept it as the direction of correction and we're drawn to correction? Or we fall, we don't want it, we blame the Creator, why did you give us this instead of that? The Creator is always giving us a drive towards correction. And if that state is not so pleasant, what can you do? We need to somehow, nevertheless, to straighten ourselves settle and aim ourselves. But if not, if we don't understand it, if we don't attain it, then we're considered wicked. Okay?
Thank
you.
Okay, so thank you to the women who are with us. And pray strongly. I very much enjoy hearing your prayers. Your prayers. It helps everyone a lot. Thanks to the righteous women that we come out of Egypt. So try to be righteous women. Truly. It's that being righteous means those who require, who demand justice. Tzedek. A part of Malchut that demands tzedek, justice, is called a righteous woman. So try to ask the Creator for that. And then you will deliver all of us from Egypt. That's it. Yes?
Rav, you answered about that also, that women asked before, and you said something also special about women today. That
I always say that about them, it's just that they don't hear it.
So maybe only I heard something even more special, that in them specifically, their work is more special than in the men. You said something today that...
Yes, there is a reason why it says that thanks to righteous women, that is, the will to receive, that is mostly called a woman, that truly yearns to connect to the Creator and to support the will to bestow, this is actually the entire correction of the world. That's the whole correction of the world. So let's hope that the women will connect, will grow stronger, and will influence the men also in such a way that they'll stop the wars, they'll stop all of this nonsense, all of these games, as if with this force and pride, and that they will be a bit more directed toward the goal. The women are capable of performing such a correction in us.
So it means that the state of the world truly demands this work of the women?
Of the women, certainly. This is why there's no longer any limitation on connection between women and in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and they can engage in it. It's just that we have to divide it so there will be no disturbance, no corporeal disturbance between men and women. But in spirituality, we should all be connected. Okay, so with that, we will say hello to each other. And we'll go through the day in a purposeful way. Good luck to you, and good luck to all of our groups. Try to strengthen each other. All the best.
And announcements, we have a schedule of recorded programs today at 10 to 10.30 a.m. Israel time, the news program with Dr. Michael Lightman, and from 10.30 to 11.15, the program An Inside Look with Dr. Michael Lightman. And conclude with the song.
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. In your eyes.
can take you like night. I'll help you step into the light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. Sky.